हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे Yeah.
Welcome all of you affectionately to this special emission, special episode of our Gora Meditations. We are recording this at the specific time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine appearance. Already we have communicated over online with a few centers. But now I would like to give a presentation that is especially tailored to our series. It started with Gora Lila and then now it's Gora Meditations. We have started this about 12 years ago and we are quite regularly coming together and sharing the deeper intent of Lord Chaitanya. Now today we are going to go into a very special department. It is the innermost heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And although I have my notes here, I have the various scriptures from which I wish to quote, I know that my words will be only successful if the Vaishnavas, my spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, and ultimately Lord Gaurahari himself will bless this particular mission, because the inner heart of God is a great, great secret. What we will do today is we will hear from the 14th chapter of the Antya Lila, which is entitled, I think, The Ecstatic Moods of Lord Chaitanya in Separation. We will hear a little bit how he felt, how he thought, how he was active. Now you see me looking for my glasses. I'm really need them in order to see. Just like, here they are. Just like we need spiritual eyes to see the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, I could not have dreamt of a better beginning of this Gora Lila Katha. Just like we need the glasses for our physical eyes, we need mercy for our spiritual eyes. Only then they are open and then they can see. We will hear more about this a little later. My dear devotees, I would like to start the session with my special guest today, who is known to many of you for his beautiful recording of songs about Lord Chaitanya. It was done many, many years ago when he was a young man traveling with a bus all over Germany and maybe other places as well, and spreading Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy names, really in all towns of village and villages of Germany. That was the time of the Spurtel Skyliner. Now the same individual lives in a castle and has become well known as an inventor of frequency therapy machines who have a great healing potency. But as I said to him this morning, time moves in circles. So when there's something really essential in our life, really something which we cannot do without, we will most probably come back to it. So now he is sitting before us as a family man, a successful lecturer and businessman, but Lord Chaitanya is still in his heart. We will hear now a song which you maybe briefly introduce, Gadadha, Kali Yuga Pavana, and we will have the slides for you that you can all follow.
Hare Krishna. Yes, thank you, Guru Maharaj, for this very humbling introduction and the song. When you asked me which song you like to sing, there was of course only one option on Gopunim, which is my favorite song, which I learned from Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj when he was traveling with us in the spiritual Skyliner bus a few times. And it's just consists of names of Lord Gauranga. But there is a beautiful refrain. And the song is called Kali Kukura Karanahe. It's about Kali Kukura, about the dog of Kali Yuga. So how to treat the dog. And the refrain actually says it. It's Kali Yuga Pavana, Kali Bhaya Nashana. If you want to be liberated from the influence of Kali, and if you want to be freed from the fear which Kali induces in the heart, then there's only one way. It's Sri Satchinandana Gauhe, means sing and chant aloud the names of Sri Satchinanda, which are, and then now the songs actually follows like Gadadhara Madana Zosumens, the heart of Gadadhara, and Nitayera Pranadana, who's giving life to Lord Nityananda, Advaitira Prabhujita Gaura. I knew the translation, but I forgot it. But it's about Advaita Acharya, obviously. Nimai Vishwambara, no translation needed. Srinivasa Ishvara, the Lord of Srinivas. Bhakta Samuha Chitta Chora, he's stealing the heart, Chitta Chora, of all the Bhaktas.
Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhayo Nashana Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhayo Nashana Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhayo Nashana Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhayo Nashana
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. The song highlights the divine position of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the savior from the evils of the age of Kali. Sing the glories of the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. He's the savior of the Kali Yuga, and he is the destroyer of all fear caused by the age of quarrel. Very important position. We know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the spreader of the Sankirtan movement. We have heard that millions followed in his time the chanting of the holy name. He would appear at the edges of towns. He would start his kirtan, and by his supreme attractive potency, which is the power of the Lord, of Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya would quickly attract huge amounts of people who, within a very short time and staying in his kirtan, would experience the highest states which were reserved only to the most sincere practices, practitioners of bhakti before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. But now he gave this mercy to everyone who just took to the chanting of the holy name. He said, give, give. He is the giver, and he would say, take, take, take. And in this way, he would created a spiritual revolution, which fortunately we can feel even in this time, which fortunately has reached our heart as well. Now, within this most attractive avatar, within his heart, there is a divine secret which I would like to talk today about in some detail. It might be that we go into another time zone, because we cannot so easily finish this subject in a very quick way. When Krishna left Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, his first and foremost devotee, suffered tremendous pains of separations. As we hear from scriptures, when in the spiritual world there are strong feelings of separation, then this is deceptive. It is not to be compared with the feelings which we of separation which we have in this world. When someone, a great devotee in the spiritual world, feels separated from Krishna, Krishna comes with all his attributes, with all his qualities in the heart. That Krishna in the heart, who plays in the heart of a devotee who feels deep feelings of separation, is absolutely identical with the Krishna who is somewhere else at this point in time. There is no difference between the Krishna who is perceived in the heart. Maybe there is a slight difference, and that is that Krishna, who is now playing in the heart, is experienced with stronger emotions. There's a beautiful song which describes a little bit Radharani's condition. After Krishna had left, she said, immediately take me to the bank of the Yamuna, as she is very dear to me. Put me underneath a Kelikadamba tree there on the bank. Yamuna Devi and this Kadamba tree are now my best friends, because Krishna played with me in the Yamuna, and we had loving meetings under this pastime tree. No? Keli means Leela. No? Take me now at the end of my life to the Yamuna and this tree. Take some mud from the Yamuna and smear it all over my body, and then write in the mud, Syama, 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 Syama. Further, take some Tulasi trees. Worship that name of my beloved, and then stick the Tulasi trees, Tulasi leaves, on those names. Then, all my dear Sakis, you should sit around me, and when my life leaves this body, you should all chant the names of my Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes this emotional display of the highest love for Krishna in the 14th chapter of Antya Lila. He says, first of all, he says, please now hear faithfully this description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic emotions. We will soon hear that he felt exactly like Radha. Hear this faithfully. Thus you will come to know of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, and ultimately you will achieve love of Godhead. When you hear this now faithfully, you will first get knowledge. This is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt in the innermost core of his heart. But this knowledge will transform into deep insights, so that eventually the result of this faithful hearing will be that you yourself feel what is real love, that item which we so desperately look into for in this world, and which we can never find in its fullness, in its spiritual completeness here. You will get this. So, listen carefully. This might change your life forever. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, when Krishna Maturaya Gela Gopiyare Dasa Hoyla Krishna Viche De Prabhuru Se Dase Opaljila. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt separation from Krishna, his condition exactly corresponded to that of the gopis in Vrindavan after Krishna's departure from Mathura. The lamentation of Srimati Radharani when Uddhava visited Vrindavan gradually became a feature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental madness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's emotions exactly corresponded to those of Srimati Radharani when she met Uddhava. I think you all remember Krishna was in Mathura and he had heard about the condition of Srimati Radhika. So he sent Uddhava to with a message of love to Radha. He had not been able to write this letter in his own hand because his hand trembled so much. He was not able to complete even one word. So he asked Uddhava, please take my dictation, you write this letter. I'm so much moved. And as Krishna dictated the letter to Uddhava, he frequently stopped because he was crying and sobbing and not able to speak clearly any longer. So when Radha heard this message of love, she felt Krishna's absence even more acutely, and entered into these amazing states, the 10 states of consciousness, in which she experienced what we heard earlier, the meeting of Krishna in her heart, but with deep, deep, deep emotions. So this was is a description from the sacred scriptures about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings, what he felt in the heart. This brings us to a very, very amazing question. Is it, when we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is it appropriate to worship him as Krishna? Or is it more appropriate to worship him as a devotee enriched with the deep feelings of separation, the feelings of Srimati Radharani? Can we offer Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in other words, a peacock feather on his head and tulsi manjaris on his feet, like we would do to Krishna, but not to Krishna's devotee? Or should we refrain from these, putting these signs of his godhood on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is now in another mood of Krishna? He's now in the mood of Radha, longing for Krishna. This question is indirectly addressed in the 14th verse of this chapter. And in the here in the purport, Prabhupada writes, although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, he assumed the complexion and emotions of Srimati Radharani and remained in that status. He never assumed the complexion or status of Lord Krishna. Of course, Krishna wanted to experience the role of Srimati Radharani. That is the original cause of his assuming the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, pure Vaishnavas never disturb Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conceptions of being Srimati Radharani. So, what we hear here in this text is that yes, as Gaura Singha, Gaura the lion, who spread the Dharma of chanting the holy name to break the influence of Kali Yuga, at this form he is Krishna. But here, when we go into his innermost mood, his feelings in the heart, has now assumed the role of Srimati Radharani, and putting signs of his godhood on him, or Krishnahood, would disturb that mood. So what should we do? Should we worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu as Krishna with peacock feather and tulsi leaves? Or should we worship him as Srimati Radhika in a different way, that is up to the devotee and his bhava and his realization also in Krishna consciousness. Out of separation from Krishna, Mahaprabhu's body, mind and intellect got so much bewildered that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, I can only describe a small portion of it. It is not possible for me to describe this in greater detail. I would fail to do it. There is one person who has tried to describe it, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He writes as an indication in a song called Sri Satchitanayastakam. There he says, within Gauranga's heart, the transformations of his ecstatic bhavas cause his voice to falter. He trembles with his voice. He can't speak. His great roar strikes terror in the hearts of atheists, and his compassion nullifies the fear evoked by mundane existence. So, yes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is truly ecstatic. Vigalita Nayana, streams of tears flow from his lotus eyes. And again, new moods come and play on his body. Have you ever seen elephants fighting each other over something which elephants fight? I have once seen it in a video. There was someone there who made a video. It was amazing how these big, big animals were running and fighting. And it is said that in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the various emotions were moving about just like elephants who fight in a sugarcane field. Unimaginable for us. Nowhere else, not on a saint, not on another avatar, have such deep transcendental ecstatic emotions ever been witnessed. I would like to now tell you a little pastime which happened in that time, which is really important for us to understand him. One day, it was towards the end of his manifested pastimes, where Mahaprabhu relished and displayed these feelings in the Gambhira. One night, Mahaprabhu had a dream of Krishna. He saw in his dream Krishna with many, many gopis performing the rasa dance. There was joy and laughter and the sound of anchor bells giving the rhythm of the music. And in the middle of the circle, Lord Chaitanya saw a particular enchanting scene. Radharani was dancing and Krishna was standing by the side and looking at her gestures, and which displayed her emotions very vividly. And then he watched Radha and Krishna dancing in the middle while this beautiful rasa dance circle went all around with Krishna standing between each one of the gopis. It's Krishna's most attractive pastime. So Mahaprabhu was lost in it. And when the time came where he usually got up, he didn't want to get up. Have you ever been in the situation that you dream something which is so real, which is it is so much more attractive than anything you can expect when you get out of your bed and go make your routine walk into the bathroom. At that time, you don't want to get up and don't want to leave the bed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the situation, but Govinda Das, his servant, could see the Lord was oversleeping, and how would he go to his darshan now in the temple of Lord Jagannath? Govinda didn't know what was going on. But in particular, he knew that Mahaprabhu was always in ecstasy, always seeing Krishna. But what particular he saw, Govinda did not know. So he woke Mahaprabhu, he shook him out of his state, and Mahaprabhu woke up and said, "Where is Radha? Where is Krishna?" Govinda, who had to do the service of being taking care of Mahaprabhu's daily schedule, that, "Oh, I woke him up in the wrong moment." But so Mahaprabhu went into the bathroom, he did all the his showering, not paying any attention to it in particular. He did it because he did it out of habit, and then he went into the temple to take his morning darshan of Lord Jagannath. But three things happened which will give you an insight into Mahaprabhu's heart. The first is, when he saw Lord Jagannath, he did not see Balaram and Subhadra. He saw only Lord Jagannath, but how? With a peacock feather, a turban, a glossy, shining, beautiful body with a yellow dhoti, his two hands holding the flute and bringing the flute to his lips. He saw the same Krishna which he had seen in his dream, the Krishna of Vrindavan, who never leaves Vrindavan. Others saw the round eyes, big eyes of Lord Jagannath, the arms coming out of his body and standing still like this. But Mahaprabhu saw Krishna. There were many, many pilgrims at that time there. And one pilgrim was a local Orissian lady. There were so many pilgrims, she could not see Lord Jagannath on the altar. And in fact, the crowd pushed her in such a way that she stood behind the tall Lord Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu was very tall, extraordinary tall. He could look over everyone's head. He was, I once heard, 2 meters 10 was his size. Not size with the outstretched arms, just size up to his head. And the lady was behind him. She couldn't see anything. She just saw this tall person. And at that time, her eagerness to have the darshan of Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra took absolute control over her mind, and she started to climb up with one foot the Garuda Stamba and with the other foot the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's how you get on everything. If you have two, then you go. So she climbed, and when she arrived at the shoulder level, she stood at the shoulder holding the pillar of Garuda and having darshan. She had no other consciousness of anything, so of etiquette, of she didn't even see that this is a sacred item, the Garuda Stamba, nor did she understand this is a saint standing there. She only felt, I must see the Lord. Very exalted. When you move with your feet over the floor, bare feet, you usually feel everything. You know, that little, the stony floor, how it is, you know, made, the texture of the stone. When you step on a slightly elevated place, let us say a step is there, you feel everything with your bare foot. You feel every single elevation and item on the road. She was so absorbed that although she touched with her bare foot the Garuda's Stamba and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she could not see anything. Mahaprabhu was also absorbed. He stood at the Garuda Stamba for two reasons. He felt that Lord Jagannath will look at his great devotee Garuda, because in the heart of a devotee, the image of the Lord is reflected. I want to repeat this. When we meet a great devotee and we come into his field, so to say, where we can experience his closeness, something comes into our heart, because in his heart Krishna is reflected. Just like any item gets reflected in a pure mirror, not in a dust-covered mirror, in a pure mirror. So in the same way, in the purified heart of the devotee, Krishna is reflected. That's why we feel so wonderful when we are close to a great devotee. So Mahaprabhu felt Krishna is reflected in the heart of Garuda. I better stand here and I look from there. And also Krishna then will look towards Garuda and he will see me. And this way my darshan life is perfect. So, but Govinda, the servant, had seen this lady on top of the shoulders of his worshipable Lord. Can you imagine what Govinda must have felt? He was besides himself. His life was meant to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to protect him from any unregular things which could happen and maybe pose a harm to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came every day and brought prasad to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He massaged him after Mahaprabhu had danced until Mahaprabhu fell asleep. Govinda's life was the comfort of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he saw, first of all, someone standing on the shoulder. Second of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi and this was a lady. Second problem, he was so worried. He just screamed. It must have been really loud there because there were so many people there. Come down, don't you see where you stand? And the lady, who had heard Govinda, looked and, oh no, where am I? How did I get here? I'm standing on the shoulder of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Oh, I'm great Aparani. I'm leaning here against this pillar of Garuda. Oh no, now I will go to hell. And she quickly climbed down and she cried and she paid her obeisances and cried and cried. Mahaprabhu started to notice. See, when he was absorbed in seeing Lord Krishna, on the altar, he had no other awareness of anything. But because of these distractions now, Govinda getting angry at the lady, and the seeing the lady, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of this consciousness, this deeply absorbed consciousness, and the two realities, Krishna and the world, mixed. It became a half-half consciousness. And immediately he stopped Govinda. He said, "You uncivilized tribal man, how can you stop this lady? She has such a great eagerness for Krishna that I wish that Lord Jagannath would bestow upon me a similar eagerness. How can you stop such a great devotee? I'm so disappointed in you, Govinda. Have you not understood anything?" He was in half-half consciousness. Then, very sadly, he left the temple. He had lost Krishna twice on that day. When he woke up from his ecstatic darshan of Krishna in the rasa dance, and now he had lost him a second time when he saw him on the altar. Now he saw, coming out of this deep, deep, deep consciousness, there was Jagannath was there, then there was Balaram, Subhadra. "Oh," he said, "moments ago I was in Vrindavan, now I'm in Kurukshetra, where Krishna and Balaram and his sister Subhadra were on chariots. Oh no, who has done this to me?" And he left the temple sad. He went back to his dwelling place and he cried, and in a deep mood of separation, he wrote with his hand, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna," into the sand. It was trembling. It was not easily readable. And he felt bereft of Krishna's mood. "I found my Krishna in Vrindavan, but then I lost him. Who took Krishna away from me?" And at that time, he began to sing a song which is so deeply expressing his inner mood. There is a very artistic rendition of the song which which is very, it is very deep. You can relish it if you read with attention the translation of the verse, which will appear in the song. And you can just imagine Gauranga Mahaprabhu being in this little room, the Gambira room, 2 meters times 2 meters, sitting there with his hand writing the names of his beloved in a never-ending love letter. And this way you can get a little feeling of the Bhava. So the song will appear at any moment. Here it comes.
Vrindavanam Wir spielen von hier.
Ja. Bin ich an. I would like to share with you the meaning of this song. Really, if you go through the wide base of the literature, I doubt that you will find a more poetic insight into Mahaprabhu's heart. He said, I have achieved an infallible treasure and then lost it. You know, he had seen Krishna both in his dream and in the darshan. Now to search again for my lost treasure, my heart gave up the home of my body and became a mystic yogi. Together with my 10 disciples, the senses, my mind has gone to Vrindavan. My friends, please listen. Krishna is sweet like honey, greedy to take this honey. The yogi of my mind has thrown away all the duties of this world and become a beggar. Now, longing is the cloth around my body, which is covered with dust and ashes. Oh, Krishna is all I can wildly say. The 12 bangles on my wrists are made of anxiety. My turban consists of greed, because I have gotten nothing until now. My body is very thin. The yogi of my mind has studied Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes that have been written by great saints like Vyasa, Shuka, and others in scriptures like the Bhagavatam. They have described that Krishna is the super soul in the heart of everyone, totally free from material contamination. I want to find that Krishna. I have taken the name Mahabol, the great madman. Together with my 10 disciples, I have given up the home of my body. I have forsaken the great treasure of material enjoyment. I have thrown all this away and gone to Vrindavan. There I beg from the residents of Vrindavan, whether they are moving or non-moving, can you give me Krishna? Krishna's qualities and the delicious beauty and sweetness and his intoxicating fragrance, his aroma, the sound of his flute and the touch of his body. This is what I now want. This is the sole property of the gopis. Whatever they leave as remnants is brought to me by my 5 disciples, the senses of perception. Thus, I maintain my life. In a corner of a solitary garden, in a pavilion, there is Krishna, the Lord in the heart. He enjoys his pure pastimes. The yogi of my mind went there with all his disciples, waiting to see Krishna directly. The yogi of my mind remains awake throughout the whole night, meditating on Krishna. Poetry is the best form to express feelings, deep feelings and deep emotions. And this is the very nice poetry which you can find in the 14th chapter of the Antya Lila. My dear devotees, I know that for some of you, this is new area which you move on very carefully in your spiritual life. But by just hearing it with faith, that yes, there is a world of true love. Yes, there is a world of true longing. Yes, there is a world of ecstasy. But just hearing this with this faith, you will come to know about it. And after some time, as your heart becomes more and more purified from illusions, you will also have an insight into this. Now the beauty about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he himself is teaching us how to gain an insight into it. He is the Lord who takes the role of a teacher, who writes down to his students who cannot learn so quickly the letters of the alphabet. Here, this is A. Here, this is B. Do like this. So in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Lord himself who came in the mood of Radha to show this is what bhakti means. It's a loving, ecstatic emotion towards Krishna, which is expressed in the desire to render him service in order to please him in many ways and many relationships. I would like to end this particular Gaura Lila evening with a very nice sadhana, I could say, and practice that is chanting names of Lord Chaitanya that will help us to arise our devotion and awaken our love for him, which is there. So we will put the slide there for you. I will sing each particular name. Krishna Chaitanya Gauranga Gaurachandra Gaurahari Sachisuta Prabhu Gaura Namami Bhaktidanime. And one more time, in one go, line by line. Krishna Chaitanya Gauranga Gaurachandra Gaurahari Sachisuta Prabhu Gaura Namami Bhaktidanime. And one last time. Krishna Chaitanya Gauranga Gaurachandra Gaurahari Sachisuta Prabhu Gaura Namami Bhaktidanime. Thank you very, very much. I see you soon in the next Gaura Meditations. It was a pleasure to share this, and I do hope that the prophecy which has been made will come true for you as well, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come into your heart and from there dispel whatever is there and things that give you pain and trouble you, things which come from the disturbed atmosphere of this age. May that Lord come into your heart and stay there. I wish you all the best, and Hare Krishna.